Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
And now, a special Sports Byline Encore presentation.
Sports Lounge on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the oldies fanatic, the guy who loves oldies, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
You like oldies, don't you?
Thank you, Michael Horn.
That's all you listen to is oldies, right?
Let me clean my earwaves out just a second.
I can't look at this.
Man.
You're on camera.
I know. Well,
explain to the people on radio what you just did.
I plugged my nose up and then tried to blow air out of my nose, which relieved the pressure in my ear.
So my question to you is...
So there it is.
Sports guys, especially football players, are sometimes, you know, what can I tell you? They just do things to get things ready and primed and going. Did you do that during the games to get your ears cleared out?
I do it when I feel like
Don't
doing
look
it.
So,
I do it when
curious.
I'm amazed that you have. Have you ever done that?
No, I'm be afraid that I blow my eardrums out. You don't blow air up into your into your ears.
Well, of course you do.
No, yeah, mucus will go up in there and stuff. You know.
Oh, is that what'll happen?
Yeah, and see, you can't hear me right now. Look, I'm speaking louder for you. Okay, so here's the thing. You can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. This show comes to you every week on crntalk.com, radio stations around the country, on Sports Byline, on their sports network, Sirius XM Channel 211, Saturdays at noon, Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. And it's just we're everywhere. And if you want to take us with you on your smartphone, you dial #250. It's a phone call, #250, hit send. Then listen, when they call us, answer, they'll say, give me the keyword. You say CRN Talk. You get our app loaded on your phone. You can take us with you wherever you go.
Excuse me. And take us camping. Take us camping with you. You know, I'd like to sit by the stream and talk about sports.
Listen to Fred while
you guys pan for gold.
Exactly. Exactly. And so #250, hit send, and then say CRN Talk. But here's my next question for you, because I know you're a big music guy, but you're kind of, just as you like to blow air out your ears, you also are a guy that is kind of, you're stuck in the era of the 50s. You like
doo-wop. I'm stuck.
You like doo-wop music. That's what you listen to. You're getting
I like
car.
Rhythm and blues. I like the original black inner city South rhythm and blues. That's what I like.
That's kind of what you listen to all the time, right?
No, not all the time. I don't.
What
have,
else do you listen
I don't
to?
Have,
classical?
Alexi. I don't have that thing you have at your house.
The football season's back, and now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to BetOnline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Hey, I'm Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench. I used to hit dingers and throw lasers when I was a Major League Baseball player. Now I do yard work, raise my boys, and get the occasional 18 holes in, but I still have to deal with that Hall of Fame pain. I use Blue Emu pain relief products. The Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis or Continuous Spray are easy to use. I just spray or rub it on. No stinging or burning. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's SLEEPY to 84888.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with a guy who was an LAPD homicide detective who didn't mind breaking a few rules to get a bad guy off the street. Nobody could throw a guy off the roof like Rick Hunter, and here he is, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Rick knew what to do, folks, when especially if he was on a roof and he was faced with evil. He didn't waste any time just chucking people right off that rooftop.
You know, this SB Nation article talks about you and a lot of different things that you've done, but it did not talk about the fact that you did throw, I believe, out of any TV personality in the history of television, in the golden age, before, after, in between, you threw more people off buildings than any other TV motion picture star.
Thank you.
And I think that's something you should be proud of.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Everybody around here kind of walks kind of timidly around you because they know if they tick you off, they could go off the top of the building.
Especially when you see the airbags come in and they blow them up at the base of an old hotel downtown L.A.
That's it.
And you say, uh-oh, looks like Rick Hunter's going to be busy today.
Hunter's going to throw somebody off a building. That's it. And those of you that get like roofing jobs done, and if it's not a good job, or maybe solar panels up there, bring over our old buddy Fred Dreyer's Rick Hunter. He'll throw the offending guy
off
the building.
Now, if you think about what's on TV today.
Yes.
There's some very well-produced shows, certainly.
Yes.
And nicely acted and stuff, and whatever you want to say about the procedural aspects of detective shows in the last 20 years, that's fine. But there's nothing like a big stunt when you go to a 10, 12-story building downtown and you see the team come in and blow those airbags up. Takes a couple hours to get those airbags placed and blown up. And then they position the cars around the bag so when they have a long shot of the guy coming off the building, when I hit him, knock him out, and he flies off the building and the camera's up on the roof and you see the guy go out of frame, then you cut to the wide shot where the guy is now just going 100 miles an hour straight down. You actually see him drop and he goes past the cars that were in the forefront
because it hits
onto the airbag.
Yeah.
And it's really a great visual. And really a lot of fun.
Those were stunt guys, I would take it, that you knocked off the
roof. No, those are guys we just...
that you didn't like anymore.
Those are guys that we picked up on the way off the freeway.
Those were guys that you just say, hey, you want to be in
TV show? Hey, you want to make $5?
Yeah. And so you would use those guys, and that's pretty good. Nobody was injured in the filming of Hunter. Did he have injuries there at all?
Well, I mean, no to speak of.
No,
nothing serious.
I mean,
a bruised knuckle here and a step on my toe there.
Did you ever bring into you did what, 7, 8 years on Hunter?
Yeah, seven.
Seven of them. Did you ever bring in any of your former NFL buddies that were trying to get into acting at all? Did you ever have them in there once in a while as a guest star?
No. They were never around.
They weren't around.
They weren't around here.
Yeah.
And
most were not actors.
And
no training.
You know, most of them, if not all of them, don't have an on-camera presence.
Really?
Yes.
Then how did you cultivate?
There's some great personalities and great characters.
Sure.
For sure. But when you put the camera on somebody, it reads if the person is self-conscious or self-aware. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Someone being self-conscious.
You have to act like the camera's not there and
become
that role. Well,
of course. You have to feel as though that you're just singular in the frame, you know, or interacting with the people there without kind of like looking around and looking like, you know, the old cliche, you know, you got the deer in the headlights look.
Do you still act on occasion? Like if you're going out shopping or something, you got to go to the grocery store, I'm going to go in there as Rick Hunter and check out all the aisles. Do you ever go in or maybe somebody's trying to sell you something at the door, you come up and you're going to be the guy that just won't be sold on anything? Do you take on a role sometimes in
your
life?
Well, actually, I kept one of my fake flip badges.
Really?
Yeah, I have a flip badge.
Yeah.
I carry around with me. So when I go to the store every once in a while,
I work my way through the produce.
You flip
the bag and say Rick Hunter.
I flip the badge out and I just say Rick Hunter. Can I take a look at that celery? So I do that periodically, and it's a lot of fun.
It is fun. So people do that.
It's really, a lot of fun.
I'm going to take a camera. We're going to do that someday, and then become arrested and get thrown in jail.
Why do you have that badge? And I said, well, I'm here to make sure that this celery finds a good home.
It's because you're Rick Hunter, an LAPD homicide detective who didn't mind breaking a few rules to get a bad guy off the street.
Throw him off the roof. Get him down. Get him out of here.
Hunter, weeknights on the Icon Channel. Nobody can throw a guy off a building like Rick Hunter. I'm going to do these promos for you on Icon TV. I think it's good. I think you should have me do those promos whenever you show up to do any kind of a personal appearance. I'm just going to be the guy right there that talks about Rick Hunter, the LAPD, the guy who's tried out for Miami Vice and found out it was too tin horn. So he went all pro and became LA Police Detective Rick Hunter. That's it.
All right. Because
you did try out for Miami Vice, according to that SB Nation article. Is that correct?
I read for a lot of things over the years and did not get
you
most
almost
of
got Sam Malone.
Yeah, of course.
On Cheers. Here's the deal. You were more believable in the sports background department because there was supposed to be a former football player.
Yep.
And instead they thought that Ted Danson was okay, but he didn't look like a football guy, so they made him a baseball pitcher.
Well, that wasn't it totally.
Really? What was the true story?
Well, what the complete story was is that Ted had more acting experience than I did. And scenes as they made him a baseball player.
Okay.
Then they would go that way. And clearly he was the right choice.
All right.
Which doesn't mean that I couldn't have played it, but I would have probably done it a little bit differently.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's I understand that totally.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're still active in acting right now? You were with Sharon Stone a couple of years ago on TNT.
Yeah,
you
got but that was a million years ago.
It was just 2 years ago, for gosh sakes. And you were on Crisis
that's
3 years
time.
Ago.
That's a long time.
Well, you got this movie coming out now. What, Transformers? Is that the thing?
I don't know about you, but I don't talk about things I did like 3 years ago.
Really?
2 years ago.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, we're talking about Hunter. You did that 2 years ago.
Well, that's what I'm known for.
Yeah.
I'm not known for playing a guest role.
Land's End? You were the first guy to do like a syndicated type TV show. This was in Cabo San Lucas. You wrote those, a lot of those episodes.
Well, we created the show.
Yeah.
So.
Why did you come up with Cabo? If you went down there and decided, hey, we should do something from this area?
Well, it was the most unusual looking show. It stood out. It's a syndicated show, so we presented it to the world. Because it was in world syndication right away, directly into syndication. So it was an international show. So we went right at it rather than making it for the domestic market, United States, and then waiting to get 120 shows and then putting it into syndication. We went right into syndication.
I bet that was a big deal when you were filming in Mexico. I bet all the locals said, what's going on? TV show or something? Did you get like crowd to
watch?
I'm going
to tell you something. Cabo, Alaska Airlines,
yeah,
exploded because of our show down there.
Really?
Alaska Airlines put in a direct flight from New York City to Cabo San Lucas.
Whoa.
So we brought in a lot of people. We got, you know, Alaska Airlines gave us all transportation and stuff because we told them this would explode your business. And boy, were we right.
And will they still do that now if you and I go for a flight somewhere?
No, they'll tell us to get the hell off the property.
They don't want us around at all, right? Who are you?
Yeah. That's Rick Hunter, a guy who get the bad guy off the street.
We'll be back here. It's the lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we come to you from the CRN Broadcast Center, the Competition Radio Network, Sports Byline, and Sirius XM Channel 211. And we bring you the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And lots of stuff. Say hi to Beverly. Say hi to Georgina. A lot of people tuned in. We're on Facebook Live. Want to tune in and check out the show Wednesdays. We do a show at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. That's when we're live on Facebook. And you can catch us up here on the weekends on this show on radio all across the country. Don't forget to download our app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Dial #250, and when the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keywords? You say CRN. Or CRN Talk. Perfect. That's all you got to do is say CRN, and then it'll load up our app right onto your phone.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's it. And it's very easy to go ahead and do that, Fred Dreyer. Really is the deal. I'm telling you that much.
Well, it's easy for people to, you know, we like to reach out to people, and we love it when you reach back. We're here for you always. We have lots to talk about in life. Sports is just a little bit of it, and thank you for joining us.
Now, Ray has contacted you at Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's our email address, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Would that be Ray Foote?
crntalk.com. Yep, he says, great show, Fred and Mike. A couple quick questions from back in your Giants days.
Yes.
An old yearbook says you went on a canoe trip down the Amazon. If true, how was it? And please confirm, were you ever sent out on offense with the Giants? I swear I saw you at split end. Is that true?
Split end. Let's see. I was never an offensive player, nor did I take a snap or line up in an offensive position with the New York Giants. I think if Bobby Crispino was number 89 and he left the Giants, he was there from 61 to 68. I came in the following year, and Subway Sid Moret, the equipment manager for the Giants at the time.
Who was that?
Subway Sid Moret.
I love this guy.
He said, here you go, Super Rook. Here's your new jersey. It's just it's fresh off the griddle. And they said, here it is. It was Bobby Crispino's number. So I inherited Bobby Crispino's number, who was a wide receiver for the Giants.
89?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there he goes. There's the beginning of that. Now, let's get to the main crux of Ray's question here. An old yearbook says you were on a canoe trip down the Amazon. Is it true? And if it was, how was it?
Those are private moments. And
what does that mean? What does that mean? Give us a little taste of something. Did you do a canoe trip?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I don't know how that surfaced. I think it resurfaced when I was a holdout in 1970, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I was on sabbatical. I was different places at that time.
Okay, when you were a holdout. Now, Cody, yeah, who wrote to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, said, Mr. Dreyer, I've been a dear fan of yours ever since I was a child in the 80s.
Oh,
Hunter was and still is my all-time favorite TV show.
God bless
my
you.
Dad and I would watch it together every week. And one year for my birthday, he gave me your football card, and I was over the moon. Anyway, I followed you here on Facebook, and I really enjoy all your posts. It's really it's a great hearing from you. Just wanted to say hello, Mr. Dreyer.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I love hearing from people who remember the early years, and it's all a part of my childhood as well. I remember going to the Ram games and seeing John Arnett walk out of the tunnel at the Coliseum, yeah, and then seeing all the guys, Deacon Jones and Merlin Olsen. When I was in high school, they were with the Rams, and it's great to be able to again reach out and touch the parts of your history and your memories. It's really great that you would call. That you would let me know. Thank you.
Didn't you scare some people in the fans when you first played at the Coliseum? You walked down the line to where people were. Can you imagine being a fan and seeing?
No, I'm going to tell you the story. We have time, don't we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
1972. I've just been traded to the Rams. We're playing one of our first preseason games at the Coliseum, which would be one of my first games in a Ram uniform. And the one thing I wanted to do, I said, gee, I'm playing in the Coliseum. This is the first time I've been there. Giants, the team I was with before, had not played in the Coliseum. So this is the first time I had actually played on the floor of the Coliseum. I had been there many times and watched SC games and certainly Ram games as a kid. So I was anxious to see the field as I came down the tunnel. I made a left-hand turn. And there was the west end zone. Mm-hmm. And so I went down, I walked down to the seats that were at the corner of the end line of the end zone and the north sideline of the field. And it was right there at that corner that I was a 12-year-old kid that I used to sit in those two seats right behind the screen,
right,
where in 1958 when the Dodgers moved from Brooklyn to Los Angeles. And so I went to a Dodger game in 1958 when I was 12 years of age. So I wanted to go down and take a look and see
where you were sitting,
where I was sitting.
Yeah.
And so I kind of trotted down the field and I started, as I got closer to the seats, I kind of like looked around to see. And so there's a bunch of people there watching what was going on, eating popcorn and drinking beer and stuff. Yeah. And they see me coming towards them. And they started yelling at me and waving. So I went right over to them, and everybody kind of huddled around, you know, for autographs and stuff. And I just said, I just want you to know these two couple, there was four seats. It was two men, two women. And I said, I just want you guys to know that I sat in these two seats while Wally Moon hit home runs over the screen. And one of my first game was against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Bob Skinner was the left fielder, and we used to yell at him through the screen, sitting in those seats you're sitting in right now.
What'd you tell Skinner?
I said, "Hey Skinner," we called him Leadfoot because he couldn't run. "Hey Leadfoot, throw us the ball." He goes, "Yeah, get the ball yourself," you know. So.
Did he ever give you a ball?
No, he pushed it through.
Wow.
When they stopped taking batting practice, Skinner pushed the ball, popped it through the screen.
That's really a little
opening in the screen. He popped it through.
Touching fan story.
And we got a real nice deal there. But it was a great moment for me to see those seats when I was 12 years old.
Did they have you autograph the back of their trousers? Because it was kind of a meeting of the
butts. I autographed their hand, and I autographed some, you know,
that's
beer
good.
Mug or something.
Thank you. It's really nice.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Michael Horn. And, you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know, I use the MyPillow. I've got the mattress topper. I've got the Giza sheets. I'm sleeping so much better. And you can get deep discounts on all MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another MyPillow absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Specials tab, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for MyPillows. Enter the promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for the great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We're back in the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. This guy, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The acting legend. We love him. And we got emails now. You can send your emails to Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer at crntalk.com. FredDreyer at crntalk.com. Don from Griffin, Georgia says, Fred, you were an awesome actor and hunter.
Thank you.
Still watch it today. When I watch you on CRN, and he's probably checking us out either at our website on Roku or at Facebook Live. He says, when I watch you on CRN, you still look in great shape. Do you still work out? And do you have any advice? Oh, here's the loaded question on healthy eating.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, brother. Thank you, Don. I'll just sit back here and phone it in for the rest of the show. Go ahead.
No, wait, look. I mean, you got to eat great food. You got to simplify your diet.
Well, we know that.
I'm not going to. This isn't a cooking show.
But you have a prescribed. You are very.
Well, that's for me. I have fish. I have salmon. I have broccoli. I have all the different types of greens you could possibly imagine.
A lot of green vegetables.
Yes. And then I have a ton of water. And then they give me a loaf of bread. And then they stuff me into a corner. And then they turn the lights on.
They don't give you the loaf of bread. He does not do the bread. Here's the deal. He eats alkaline, so he has alkaline water essential water. And then you also, because the salmon and because the green leafy vegetables turn our natural alkaline agents in there, you sort of balance your body out. So I've gone to dinner with you many times. You'll have maybe one helping, maybe two helpings of a salad, and then a nice piece of salmon. And, you know, you'll treat yourself to a dessert or something, especially a cookie is his weakness. If you're on the other
team. Chocolate
chips. Yeah, you throw him a chocolate chip cookie. He ain't going to put that tackle on you, let me tell you right now. That's the weakness of the man, the chocolate chip cookie. I've seen it. I've had some at my house, and I've heard rummaging in the kitchen. He goes in there and helps himself.
Helps himself
to my cookies instead of saying, Mike, can I have one? Oh, no. He just goes in there and just grabs them. Maybe if he sees a bunch, he has a couple.
When I'm a guest, it's a given.
Well, you sometimes invite yourself over to the place, too. So.
When I'm a guest, believe me.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel-on.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a printer.
It's where an associate explained the difference between an inkjet, a laserjet, and a super tank printer in a way I could understand, where I found a huge selection of printers at great prices so I didn't have to run store to store. And it's where I can easily find the ink, toner, and paper I need priced low every day.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all your printing needs. And right now, save up to $200 on select printers. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. Ends 11/2/19 while supplies last. Exclusions apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Get to Kohl's and buy more, save more. Take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Or take 15% off. Plus, take an extra 15% off your $50 home sale purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's.
Select styles. Offers valid October 10th through 20th. 15 and 20% offers with promo code OCTOBER. 15% off $50 home offer with promo code HOME15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Make refreshing changes throughout your home this fall and save by starting with Lowe's. Add new appliances and get deals like up to 35% off select appliance special values, including a 24.7 cubic foot Whirlpool French door refrigerator, just $15.99. Show your home's true colors with a new coat of paint and save on top-rated one-coat paints from HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, starting at just $35.98 a gallon every day. Whatever projects you have on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 10/23, U.S. only.
Today through next Tuesday, Lumber Liquidators Flooring Yard Sale has over 400 floors on sale, up to 50% off. It's a sale so abundant that it literally cannot fit in our showroom. and must spill out onto our parking lot. Or, for the sake of the metaphor, our yard. Or is it our driveway? Let's not get caught up in semantics. What's important here is that there are many, many floors on sale, up to 50% off. These are the floors homes are built on. Lumber Liquidators Flooring.
We are back in the sports lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn. Also the Sultan, Fred Dreyer, Sultan of safeties. Two safeties, one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, just as a tag, I don't want to beat it to death, is what's being taught, what is not being taught.
What's missing from the games today of games of old that used to be there?
When I played, and I hate saying that, so forgive me, but the era that I played in,
yes,
there was tremendous defensive coordinators, coaches. Their big thing was, we want to make sure you understand what we're trying to do, and we're going to put you in the best position to be successful. That certainly, that spirit lives today, but they don't follow it up because of a couple of things. As they have made rules and regulations to encourage passing, they allow holding now. It's unbelievable what they're doing. They're just tackling people at the line of scrimmage. But they allow holding in order for quarterbacks to throw for 600 yards. The commercialization of the sport wants it, exploits it, and wants it to be an explosive offensive game. So what they do is, the defensive coordinators are defensive backfield coaches. You know, they're the ones that put in coverages. Well, the defensive line coach puts in the fronts.
Right.
Places the defensive lineman. He says, we're going to use four down linemen, not three. You know, today what they've got is they've got a hodgepodge of different types of preset looks. Quarterback comes out of the huddle, looks over and sees two down linemen here and a bunch of guys standing up over there, and they don't know really what's happening. They don't know if they're going to get blitzed or not. So the whole thing is trickery is the order of the day by these defensive coordinators today. And what they do is they don't spend time with the big people at the line of scrimmage, and they don't use a set front. And then build the offense, build the coverage around it. So you've got defensive backfield coaches who have been given the job to put in the defenses. Well, that's the defense at the line of scrimmage, and that's the defense in terms of coverage. So you've got people, you've got teams who are primarily concerned with really only putting in coverages for the passing game, and they kind of like fudge around and hodgepodge around at the line of scrimmage, and what you have is you have big people at the line of scrimmage not understanding and don't understand the rules of how to play the line of scrimmage. It's an art form, how to play the line of scrimmage and what to do, what are the rules. For every offensive set that comes out, there is a set rule that linemen, defensive linemen, defensive ends, outside linebackers, middle linebackers, and defensive tackles. Everybody, every group has a designated understanding as to what to do with that set and that formation. And those things now have been homogenized over the decades. They don't teach tackling. They don't have the kids in school long enough to teach tackling. There's no emphasis on tackling. So, therefore, you're bad tackling. You're bad tackling in high school.
There's more injuries,
you're
too.
Bad tackling in college. You're bad tackling in professional. And they don't spend any time with it because in professional football, the Players Association, the kids, the actual players, the collective bargaining agreement, they sit down and say, we don't want to practice. And owners say, this is where we are today with football, pro football anyway. They say, well, okay, what is it that you want? Well, we don't want to practice. We don't want to have two-a-days in training camp. We want to wear shorts and helmets instead of pads. We don't want to tackle. It's too hot today. We don't want to practice. We want a lunch break every 2-3 hours. We want to have time for our cell phones. So they negotiate all of this, and the owners say, okay, we'll do anything you want. We'll give you anything you want. Just don't strike. You see, the biggest thing the owners don't want, the biggest thing the owners don't want is a work stoppage.
Yeah.
They don't want that. And they're giving the house away. And that's why you're seeing the behavior you're seeing today. You've got the players decide, we're gonna shut your business down because we're going to act out. And they say, okay, hold on. Before you kneel, let me get down there and I'll kneel with you. And so you've got such disrespect between players and owners. It's just pathetic.
Straight ahead, more with Fred Dreyer. It's the Sports Lounge. Don't go away.
Let me tell you why you should go to FridgeFresh.com. That's FridgeFresh.com. If you're like me, you buy too much fruit, too many vegetables. You put in the fridge. You go back a few days later and there's like all sorts of hair growing on them. It's kind of disgusting. Some of them are turning green. A lot of it's turning soft. You throw out a lot of produce that you bought. You shouldn't have to. And you don't have to. Fridge Fresh. FridgeFresh.com. Fridge Fresh is a miraculous product. You put in some batteries. You put it in the refrigerator, and a week later, your fruit and your vegetables are just perfect. It's quite amazing. It creates ozone, it fills your refrigerator, and it makes everything last. FridgeFresh.com, it's really changed my life. FridgeFresh is a miracle. I suggest it highly. FridgeFresh.com, only available online, so get it. It's a brilliant product. Save your fruits and vegetables with FridgeFresh.
We are back in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only star of this program, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan, as we call him, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the acting legend from Hunter, Land's End, Crisis, Agent X. You were shooting a movie last week. Can you talk about it yet?
I can't tell you right now.
All right. Well, when he can, he'll tell you about a new movie coming out. Back to our emails. Don't forget, email Fred Dreyer. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We're coming to you on CRN Talk. We're coming to you on Sports Byline. We're coming to you on Sirius XM. Don't forget, download our app. Dial #250 on your smartphone, and then when the call is answered, say CRN Talk. You get our app on the phone. You can look up Fred Dreyer. You can listen to the show from your cell phone wherever you are. So Tom wrote to you, Fred. He says, not a question, but an observation. Why the Patriots franchise is the greatest in sports history, like them or not. Number one, he says, years ago there were no salary caps. Number two, free agency did not exist in years past. Number three, other sports have a much longer season, so each game in football is much more crucial to the playoff picture or even making the playoffs. He says, number four, all other major sports have a series in the playoffs. Football is one and done. No room for a bad game. The physicality of football makes injuries more prevalent, so key players being hurt can change or ruin a season. And finally, there are more teams in all sports today, meaning the playoffs are much deeper than in years past. Four rounds instead of two or three, all of these things make it much more difficult for a team to dominate now versus years ago.
Everything that he said here, all teams benefit by.
That's true.
So let's take that out for one moment, and then let's just say that the reason teams are good is because the ownership and player personnel, how they draft, the philosophy, who they hire as a coach, and how they orchestrate the fundamentals of the sport. And you've got a coach in Bill Belichick who is a stickler for defense and detail. He finds a guy that can execute the things he wants executed. Then he runs with it until that no longer is viable. He's gone through a lot of slot receivers. He's gone through, you know, if you notice, Edelman and all of these guys that played in the slot is kind of like an extended handoff from Tom Brady. They don't have to put a running back and push people up through the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
They just, what they do is they have a philosophy, and a lot of teams have the same philosophy, but it's how you execute it, and it's the way that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick communicate and how that offense runs. And you take the ball and you get it out fast, and you get the defensive line, the opposing defensive line, running parallel to the line of scrimmage, sideline to sideline, instead of up the field at the quarterback. So this is one of the things that they did in the Super Bowl against the Rams, and one of the things that Rams didn't do because they had what we call paralysis through analysis. They just put in too much offense and defense, and they just overprepared. They choked, actually. And so Bill Belichick just ran simple defenses. One of the things that makes the franchise great and long-lasting, they dissect and define the opposition better than anybody else. And they plug the right people into their offense and their defense. Defensively against the Rams, they put five people between the tackles up through the guards all day. And you had what's the quarterback's name for the Rams? Goff.
Yeah, Gerald Goff.
So Goff was throwing the ball down the field, trying to off his back foot. He was unable to lean forward.
Right.
He was unable to lean forward and get the zip on the ball and deliver it in a timely fashion. So all these little things to throw off the opposing quarterbacks, to keep certain personnel off the field. All these little things are systemic in the greater scheme of thing known as the New England Patriots. And so they're the greatest right now. They're doing great. They have an awful lot of momentum that carries over. And they've lost some people. They lost Gronkowski. And they're not going to have much of a downslide this year. I pick them to win their division. And if they get into the playoffs, which they will, they're going to be fine.
And you almost were on the Patriots here when you left the New York Giants, and you're on your way to the Rams. Before you were at the Rams, you got traded to New England. They almost signed you. You almost were a fixture on that team.
I had agreed to a contract in principle, and then they backed out of it.
Yeah. And so then that opens up you your choice to go somewhere else.
I eventually just told him, I said, hey, look, you guys have screwed up. You're like the Giants. You know what you're doing. So you've got until May 1st to get me where I want to go.
Yeah.
Because if you try to make a trade now, push me somewhere along the way to make it the best for you, I'm going to have this problem May 1st with that other team. So what I'm going to tell you, okay, I tell everybody else, you're the ones that have to deal me where I want to go. Otherwise, I'm just going to tell people, I'm going to quit and I'm going back to school and I'll do whatever I have to do. But I knew that they would do it because, I have value and playing my option out exercise that value.
Tom, put that on your list. See, they could have been even better if they would have had Fred Dreyer on their team. He could have been a Patriot. We'll be back here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn and the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And so this last week, Richard Sherman apparently apologizing to quarterback Baker Mayfield, the 49ers cornerback. Richard Sherman said he regrets the controversy that surrounded the pregame interaction between he and Baker Mayfield, and he said he would likely reach out and apologize to the Cleveland Browns quarterback. Sherman apparently stirred it up a little bit when he told NFL.com columnist Michael Silver after his team's 31-13 win that Mayfield did not shake his hand before the coin toss. And after the publishing of the column, video surfaced that showed Mayfield slapping hands with Sherman before the coin toss, then running to the sideline after the referee picked up the coin. So Sherman acknowledged the initial shake Tuesday on Twitter and offered an apology. He says, "Definitely my bad. I never want anyone to deal with someone's bleep that they don't do." So there you go. Is this a story at all that we should talk about?
I don't see anything in there worth commenting on.
Okay. All right. Jacksonville Jaguars having a pretty good year. Gardner Minshew, the quarterback there, he is apparently playing pretty well here. Who would have thunk it, huh? New quarterback?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's great. It's a surprise, actually. I mean, the big thing is that he's not expected to have developed as he has.
That's very true.
So he's it's good for him and it's good for the franchise. So good for them.
Red Sox, former world champions, still are until the World Series is up this year. They shook up their coaching staff a little bit. You know, Dana Lavenghi's been reassigned. He's in the scouting department now and moving things around. They always have to make changes, don't they, when there's a bad year? The hitting coach has been
dismissed.
Well,
It's an excuse to not only clear the deadwood, but also to bring new people in. It's an opportunity to elevate people that you have to. You're judged by the people that you hire, not fire, more so than who you hire.
We'll see you next week. Don't forget, email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com, and download our cell phone app. Just dial on your smartphone, #250. When the call's answered, say CRN Talk and get our app. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
I just always thank you so much for tuning in.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.